But in addition to this, one should also consider that many of the events that occur do not align with his intentions, but instead stem from our wickedness. Don't ask then, why is a wicked man rich and a righteous man poor? Because first of all, an explanation can be given for these circumstances as well. It can be said that the righteous man suffers no harm from his poverty. On the contrary, it may even augment his honor. The wicked man, on the other hand, only gains from his riches a subsequent amount of punishment in the future, unless he changes his ways. Moreover, even before punishment, his riches often cause him numerous problems and lead him into countless traps. But God allows this to underline the importance of free will, and also to instruct everyone not to obsess or rave over money.